here for the West Holmes School Report for today. I am Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and my guest today for the West Holmes School Report is Brian Zimmerle, who is the principal at Nashville and Lakeville. And welcome, Mr. Zimmerle, to the School Report.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
And as we're coming to the end of the school year and the last couple months at both of those schools, you guys have a couple really fun, really community-oriented events coming up.
That is absolutely correct, and we're very excited about both of them. I'd like to start, I guess, with Nashville's first. Every year at Nashville, we have had a fun fair as far back as I can remember, 20-plus years for sure. And there's been games, bounce houses, inflatables. It's always been a fundraiser through our Primary Parents PTO group. And this year, we're taking a little bit different spin on it just because this is our last year in the building, and we want it to be more than just for the families and some community. We want to open up to the entire community. So it's kind of a final farewell open house, I guess I would say, that any community members are welcome to come out to. We are going to have games. We are going to have inflatables for the kids. Those are free this year. We're not making it a fundraiser. So those things will be free for the kids. We are going to have food. The Buckeye Deli and Patio will be here. Exclusive Years Catering will have a food truck. Velvet View Ice Cream will be here with their delicious dessert. And then Brain Freeze Shaved Ice is also going to be here. So we have those things as well. The part that I really want to focus on is the open house, where people can come in, kind of reminisce about where their first grade classroom was or when they got their first attention way back when here at Nashville. We're going to have photos from the different classes, different items, memorabilia, I guess I would say, that people have donated that's going to be out and people can look at that. So we really want anybody that has had a tie to Nashville in the past, they went to school here, their kids went here, retired staff. We want this to be a huge family community event for everyone, and we're really excited about that.
It sounds like a super fun time, and it's always good to get a chance to go back when you're going to be losing that building, like it's not going to be a school anymore. I got the opportunity to do that at my old school. So I understand the sentimentality.
Yeah, definitely. And it's hopefully going to be an enjoyable time for everyone. And I should add the date for that one for Nashville's is Friday, April 24th. And we are going to be open for anyone that wants to join us from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on that night.
And for Lakeville, you guys are going to be doing something relatively similar.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. The following Friday, May 1st, is going to be the Lakeville Final Farewell Community Open House, actually from 5 to 7. We've just bumped that up a half hour because the next day the Lakeville Fire Department is having their annual chicken barbecue in the gym, and we want to make sure they have enough time to set up. So 5 to 7 at Lakeville, and people can come out, get food there, and come back even on Saturday for the fire department barbecue. But for the event at Lakeville, there will be bounce houses for the kids. We also are excited because the high school band and choir are planning on coming out to have some musical presentations for people to enjoy. And as they reminisce, they can stop in the gym and hear a little bit of music from our high school musical departments as well.
That's fun to be able to bring those kids down, because some of them would have went to Lakeville school as well.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's another good tie that we're excited about as well. Food that evening, we are having food, and the same vendors that were at or that are going to be at Nashville are also going to be at Lakeville as well.
And so another great opportunity for the community to come in and take one last tour around the building.
Absolutely. And again, at Lakeville, too, there will be pictures from the different classes that we'll have on display, easier to see than up on the walls as they have been. And we'll, you know, pull some of the old trophies out, and who knows, maybe somebody will remember being on a team with a trophy, and they can, you know, tell stories to their friends about their exciting basketball game or whatever it might be. So, yeah, it's very exciting that we can have this and be able to come together as a community to enjoy these buildings and the memories that go with them.
And it's fun, too, that you're bringing two different events together. So that way it's not just the kids following their parents around while they have their moment, or their grandparents like, oh, I remember when I was a kid. The kids can have fun and the parents can have their moment also.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good time.
And it's always good for the community because there's a lot of sentimentality when it comes to these buildings and moving to a new building. So a nice goodbye is appreciated.
Yeah, I hope so. And I look forward to even talking to people that want to share their stories with me too. So I'll, you know, plan on being around and listen to all the fun memories as well.
And is there anything else that you want to share about Nashville and Lakeville before we wrap things up?
We just finished up our Right to Read Week at both buildings, and it was a fun time. We had different groups come in, the FFA, different community members. We focused on travel and some safety around farm equipment, road safety. Reading takes you places, and oh, the places you will go were the two different themes. The staff's put some fun things together, and it was just a good time a couple weeks ago here for that as well.
Right to Read Week is always a fun week because it really brings the fun side of reading out for maybe those kids who don't enjoy reading as much as others.
That is very true. And the kids at both buildings really seem to enjoy that. And it's always a good time for everyone.
It's crazy to think that we're about ready to wrap this thing up for the school year.
Yeah, it's gone fast. It's been a great year, but it definitely has moved very fast.
Well, thank you so much for joining with us and sharing this important information about Lakeville and Nashville schools.
I appreciate you for asking me to be on. You have a great day.
Thank you. That was Brian Zimmerly, the principal at Lakeville and Nashville Elementary, for the West Home School Report. For WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.